Thank you for listening to this sermon recorded at Holy Innocents Episcopal Church during one of our principal services. The sermon is based on the lectionary readings for this Sunday. To stay connected to Holy Innocents, friend us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, or check out our website. Thanks for listening, and stay connected.
In the name of Jesus Christ. The beginning of the miracle is scarcity. Jesus and his little group, way out in the way back of beyond, nothing around except 5,000 hungry people and scarcity. And also compassion. Jesus has compassion on the people and says to his group, his little group, you give them something to eat. And they look at him and say, you have got to be kidding. And they look at each other and shake their heads in agreement. There isn't enough to feed us, much less them. There is not enough. But, even though it's not remotely near enough under the spell and in the mystery of the compassion of Christ, they offer the little pitiful 5 loaves and 2 measly fish. They offer the not enough they have anyway. And Jesus takes the not enough, blesses the not enough, breaks the not enough. And in the breaking open of the not enough and in the mystery and power of compassion, we don't know what happened. But something huge happened. This story gets told 6 times in Scripture, more often than the crucifixion. And if something is repeated in Scripture, mark it. Something huge happened out there in the deserted place, in the breaking open of the not enough. And it wasn't magic. It was miracle. The disciples didn't cause it any more than we could cause a miracle. Human beings do not cause miracles. We cooperate with miracles. They cooperated by offering their scarcity, and scarcity through the miracle of compassion becomes abundance, and the abundance was given back to the people. And the hungry were filled. And here is the end of the story. All ate and were filled, and they took up what was left over of the broken pieces, 12 baskets full. So it wasn't just a taste. It wasn't even just enough. It was over the top abundance. Everybody filled up with tons left over. And so that story for followers of Jesus is how we know who we are. We are the ones who follow the compassionate one who says, blessed are you hungry, for you will be fed. But even more, he says to his group, which is us, blessed are you guys. Blessed are you, really blessed. Because you know what? Just around the corner will be another moment to cooperate with miracles. Have you ever noticed that when you concentrate, just concentrate on feeding yourself, you stay hungry? Oh, you might get the momentary, fleeting potato chip or Cheeto fullness. But when you concentrate on feeding yourself, you stay hungry. Instead, in the feeding, we are fed. In the healing, we are healed. In the giving away our lives, we find our lives. This is profoundly true for each of us as a person, and it is bedrock truth for us together as a community. In the giving away our life, we find our life. In offering to Jesus our slim pickings, we receive back a banquet. Two miracles I have heard about this week. One of them, y'all cooperated up. Who ever heard of a tomato sandwich flash lunch? Okay, the first miracle in that is the miracle in our day and age of a good tomato. Right? And when I get one, I don't share. No, I do not. But Michael shared 25 pounds of South Carolina tomatoes. That is very miraculous. Then, looking to see him here, two crazy women got on Facebook. Elaine Morgan, there you are. Kyle Cutting Church. I believe so. We'll talk about her behind her back. Two crazy women got on Facebook, and I don't know what they did, but they end up on Sunday coming with all of us having a flash tomato sandwich lunch. Just out of Facebook chatter, and lo and behold, a miracle, a feast for 5,000 people. Okay, 150 people. And that included quite the array of mayo selection. I'm just curious, while we are in the political season, let's do a mayo post-banquet poll here. Hellman's? Oh, come on. Hellman's? Okay. This is going to be scary. Miracle Whip? Oh, good. I mean, we're inclusive, but not that inclusive. Was somebody back there Miracle Whip? Okay, good. I'm so glad to see the choir. I don't want to run them off. All right, here's the biggie. Dukes. All right. Look at them. They're small, but they're mighty. Or if we were really going to get to mayonnaise. My mama's. Okay, this second miracle is bitter death. And also sweet new life times five. Thursday, Flash and I were on the elevator at home with an elevator friend, which where we live means you don't know each other's names, but you know each other's floors and can punch them. He's on 32, I'm on 28. But the other night he got off the elevator with me and Flash to tell me something, which is very, very unusual elevator behavior in my vertical village. He said he had just hosted his beloved aunt, his mother's sister, for 9 days because she had had a double lung transplant. That's what I did. I said, what? He said, a double lung transplant. And she needed to stay within 10 minutes ambulance ride to Emory. So she stayed with him. She had been listed on the list. She'd been on that list for a transplant for years and years, and she had medically been expected to die last winter. the blood, her blood, and some other stuff was just very, very difficult to get a match. Plus, she was 62 years old. And then last month, she got the call from Emory in the middle of the night. A match. And so in the middle of the night, picture this. She and four other patients living, actually dying, in the land of scarcity, went into adjoining operating rooms. Lungs. Heart. Kidney. Kidney. Corneas. Bitter, bitter, sweet abundance. A 16-year-old, or maybe, I can't remember what my neighbor said, maybe it was a 26-year-old, strong young man, died earlier that day, and now out of that unspeakable tragedy, now in the dark, miracles happen in the dark. Dear God, abundant new life. My neighbor said, you know, of course the family of the young guy who died didn't see the families of the recipients. Of course not. But the families of the recipients could see each other as they waited and waited and prayed in the big old waiting room. Tears, low voices, oh my God, hope. Yet someone had died to give this miracle. He said, I just hope that that grieving, bereft family will someday know way down deep, deep the gifts their son gave that night. The new life. And he said, I'm asking you and Carol to check your license and see if you are organ donors. Today we read the most repeated story in Scripture, the feast that Jesus recreated at the Last Supper as his body and blood. So this feeding of the hungry and the isolated, and some of us are in the wilderness, this is the story that we repeat every week, the feast that we invite these babies into this morning, the feast of God that begins with scarcity and ends with abundance. We do not know how to make that happen. You don't, and I don't. We don't do miracles. We just cooperate, or not. Check your license. Share a tomato. I'm in.